the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the radio show that helps you take control of your genes. Why? Well, to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome in today. I'm Joe Galewski. Reach Dr. Mike on the phone at 877-711-5211. UDocs@gmail.com is the email address for your questions or comments. Advice, UDocs@gmail.com, UDocs@gmail.com. We're listened to by affiliates all over the country. We thank you for listening to this show weekly. And now, of course, we're on iHeartRadio Talk. You can listen to your favorite shows and personalities and hear what's going on in the world of health today at Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse. It's called the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk, a special news and update station that you can customize. All right, and go to iHeartRadio.com on the web and download the app or use the web users. Click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe. There's some great stories this week. One of the best story, I think, of the week is this one on HDL, or maybe the one on antibiotic coating, but the HDL one, raising HDL and it having that surprising effect of protecting against cancer. Do you know your HDL level, Joe?
I get it checked twice a year, but I can't offhand remember it. That's the good cholesterol, right? HDL?
HDL is H is for healthy, right? You remember
yes.
It by the first initial. Mm-hmm. Bridget, do you know your HDL level?
No, I have to go get my blood work done.
Okay. So for every 10 milligram per deciliter increase, and this is in a large base database meta-analysis of all the studies done on statins, for every 10 milligram per deciliter increase, the normal, you want to get it over 50. So if yours is 50, where the average is 40, it's a 30% reduction in cancer rates. A brilliant study showing, in fact, with malignant melanoma, raising your HDL level decreased the ability or decrease the virility of that malignant melanoma, if you will, decrease the spread and decrease your chances of dying from malignant melanoma. Brilliant work by a guy from the Cleveland Clinic, Stan Hazen.
I heard you had the best HDL in the world. Is that right?
I do have a very high HDL. Who told you that? Bridget, did you tell him?
No. I think you may have taught. I don't know what it is. You don't have to tell me what it is.
Well, no, I'd be glad to. It's 100.
Yeah, right. It's a triple digits.
Right.
Because
and,
I have.
It's so unusual that you very rarely see one over 60. So to get 100 or 110 was totally. So what that means is I got. It's very protective against cancer, apparently, and this is the first day I've ever known that. We thought it's the activity, and I'm going to get the activity measured as soon as it's easily done, which should be in 3 or 4 weeks, I've been told. But now I just know the level, and the level itself appears to augment your immune system. That's what this study was. It augments your immune system surprisingly. Again, they looked at malignant melanoma, so it didn't attack the malignant melanoma itself. It just souped up your immune system, so your immune system did much better at attacking the malignant melanoma. Then they went and looked at all the data, in fact, in people who had this. That is, all for anybody who had the blood work done, and they looked over a 10-year period at their cancer risk. And for every 10 milligram per deciliter, in other words, going from 50 to 60, was a 30% lower risk of cancer.
Do you have your lab results hanging on your refrigerator, Dr. Mike?
No.
Because you're so proud.
Well, my a personal trainer friend that I know said his HDL was really high. It's could be the highest ever. I said, no, yours isn't higher than Dr. Mike's. You told me what it was once, and I don't, I can't remember. It was some years ago. And my personal trainer said, no way. I've got the highest HDL ever. I said, no, you don't. Dr. Mike has better HDL than you do. So that's how I remember that your HDL is pretty good.
Really good.
It is really good. So, but what the trainer did was tell you one of the things that raises it. We know only a few things that increase it, but one of those is physical activity. Another is blocking stress response. A third is a little alcohol every evening. As I told you, half to one drink an evening, one to two for men, half to one for women. And estrogen. That is, if you're a woman, the women get an extra benefit, which is why theirs is higher than men. And maybe one of the secrets to why women in every country live longer than men.
In radio, we look at a general rating number of how many people are listening, but it's always broken down. They say, pay no attention to the general number. Is that the case for cholesterol? You get a general cholesterol level, but you've got HDL, you've got LDL, and you've got triglycerides. Is it more important to pay attention to those three different components more so than the overall cholesterol number
exactly.
that you get?
Exactly. So we used to pay a lot of attention to the total cholesterol before we knew there was healthy. And before we knew that the healthy could vary. So if you look at my total cholesterol, obviously if I have 100 on the HDL, mine would have to be in a warning range, right? It would have
yes.
to be over 150.
Yeah.
And it is over 150, but most of it is the good cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's important to know what those three different numbers are and not so much the general number.
Exactly.
Three squares a day versus smaller meals, Dr. Mike, which is better for healthy weight loss? Three squares or
more? Well, we ought to have Bridget. There really are two points to come to this before we get it. The two most important points are it's total calories and never skip breakfast. Now, in addition to that, should you have small meals or just three squares, Bridget?
Well, there's no consistent evidence that shows which is better, but there's been this new diet trend. It's called the fast diet, and it's when people eat 5 to 2, where people limit calories a lot on some days, and then they eat whatever they want on 2 days of the week. And the approach is thought to reduce diet fatigue. So they found that when they looked at an obese population who fasted on some days and limited their calories to 500 calories a day, that they ended up losing weight. But what I want to know is, were they able to keep that off? Because I think that a sustainable dietary approach is to eat at least 3 meals a day, if not 6, because studies have shown that it keeps your blood sugar more level, which decreases the fluctuations, which can end up leading to eating whatever you want because you're so fatigued and hungry and famished that you're going to eat anything that's in front of you plus an extra bag of chips.
You're saying 6 meals a day? You're my kind of woman.
Well, 3 meals a day, 3 meals a day, Joe, plus 3 snacks is what
okay.
she's saying.
All right, so
and so she's going to the smaller meals. I think that's also important because it doesn't get you to overeat. Once you learn to overeat at one meal, you stretch your stomach. And stomach fullness is one of the two ways that we control hunger. The other is with hormones, ghrelin, etc. But if your stomach gets full relatively quickly, that is, it only is used to small meals, and it takes 6 weeks of doing this, that is, to get your stomach to shrink down. 6 weeks of eating small meals will shrink your stomach down. Then you'll find it's much easier because you'll only eat small meals because your stomach gets too full. One stretching of the stomach to football size, and you got to eat six weeks of small meals to get it back. So Thanksgiving is not a good thing unless you make Thanksgiving over about 5 hours.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it, too. We had an interesting, coming up on the break, we had an interesting conversation, Bridget and me, about this other health story out this week where some school districts are quitting this healthier lunch program because they seem to be losing money
on it.
I have
a very different take on that.
Well, so do
it's
I.
It's all the manufacturer's fault.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to come back to why. For example, you could get a peanut butter.
Well, we'll take the break and then you can talk about it. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.